Hi, I'm Andrew Richardson, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist, and my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and quickly too. I'm talking about mental health stigma in this podcast, to take some of the heat out of the very fractious debate. In my opinion, to focus on this is not helpful. So it's long been understood that amongst the most powerful and enduring characteristics of human beings is their openness to cooperation and community. It's not just a need for us as a source of emotional nutrition, but essential for our survival. Humans need to cooperate to survive and have always done so. But this instinct has been hedged around, as we are aware of the risks of being betrayed or being used. And I think that this explains rather a lot about how human beings are. First, it can explain our great sensitivity to what is fair and just. It can explain our instinct to cooperate only with those that are like us in some way, and to be wary and suspicious of those who are not like us. And it can explain other characteristics of being human, which seem to contradict the fairness instinct. One is the instinct to hierarchy and status or pecking order. And another is the transcendental and the divine instinct. Okay, for those who wish to pursue these arguments, do read Jonathan Haidt, The Happiness Hypothesis. And now back to my argument. What I'm saying is the bottom line is that there is more to a successful society than it is just and fair, even if there was agreement about what that meant. And so anti-discrimination is not everything. And in the case of mental illness, it certainly does no good, as ignorance is so widespread and is doing such harm, and is far and away a better explanation of what is going on than to lazily call it stigma. It also risks weakening our humanity, as this focus on stigma divides us and does not connect us. For it is when we are ignorant of others, of who they are and what they believe in and what they do, that our prejudice is fueled. Moreover, we will focus on these differences if we as individuals or as member of a group feel threatened and unsafe. That it will be the differences that we give our attention to, rather than our common humanity. And in the field of mental illness or mental problems, as I don't like the term illness, that it should be used so lightly, there is almost total ignorance. There is still no medical or chemical marker for any so-called mental illness, not one. There is no evidence for the use of medication that would ever be accepted for the equivalent treatment of physical illnesses. And of course, those who are enduring mental difficulties are often helpless and confused by their dependence on medical personnel and the medical model of mental illness. And for the treatment of depression specifically, I have argued that the NHS is almost completely bereft of wisdom and authority and is attempting to do something that is in fact against its nature. So ignorance is everywhere, both by those suffering and by society in general. And how does it help those who suffer to stay ignorant and to focus on this ignorance by feeding fears of stigma and discrimination? Surely it is better to reflect on our common humanity and to be open to what is the great insight of human givens, which is that all of us will suffer mental problems if we live a life which is not working for us. And most mental problems can be understood as a failing attempt to rectify this situation, and so makes matters worse. And that recovery is there for most of us by healing the mainly emotional resources that are not working, and by taking action that gets that life working better. Thank you.